A word for you from Psalm 45 verses 10 and 11. Hear, O daughter, and consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your Lord, bow to him. Isn't it amazing that the king should desire the beauty of the one that is referred to here, which is symbolic of the Lord Jesus Christ desiring the beauty of his lover, his bride, the church? That is the ultimate. Jesus saves to the furthest extent. There is no limit to what Jesus can do with the soul that bows to him. He makes us desirable to himself. Though we were full of ugliness, sin causing us to be grotesque and something so defiled that he hated it, hated the sin, and yet he loved us while we were yet sinners, dying for us, so that he would put his beauty into us. And in the Song of Songs, you read again and again about the beauty of the one that the bridegroom is wooing and loves. For instance, in chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "My beloved speaks and says to me, Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away, for behold, the winter is past." If God has worked in your life and sin has been dealt with, how wonderful when God can even desire that same person who was wallowing in sin. But notice here it says that we should forget our people and our father's house. Leave behind the things of the world. All our attachments need to be reconsidered in the light of this glorious King, that we turn to Jesus to such an extent that we are leaving behind everything else. And so the Lord Jesus Christ then desires us, and he even calls his church, "My beautiful one." And he says, "Come away with me." And indeed, that's what will happen one day when he says, "Come away with me." And he takes his church to heaven to live with her forever and forever. Tell me, have you left your father's house? Have you, in verse 11, done what the Lord commands here, bow to him? And then the Lord will work in you his own beauty so that he desires you.